A Heavy Load, from Amadablam to the Annapurnas. Part 1. An Extreme Descent. Tears on the trail, anxiety in the Annapurnas, struggling despite sunshine, hurting among Hamals. All titles of the piece I drafted in my mind as I pivoted on the trail. A reflection I've been anticipating writing for weeks, yet have allowed myself to continue holding and building, scattered and stoic. I set off to run. There was no power. I tried to hike. A tear. Like elements stressing a snow back to its breaking point, the mountains in my mind build like an avalanche about to trigger. Like debris in the wake of an icefall, I have been scattered since the collision of a Himalayan high with an extreme low. Disheveled from the time two extremes collided, the phone call triggered tears, yet only today, more than 2 months later and a handful of Hamals away, has a drop fallen from my eye. High in the Himalayas, when an extraordinary occurrence of events led to mobile reception and news of my dad unexpectedly passing, I typed the words, still surreal. We descended from Amadablam Base Camp as part of our acclimatization rotation on our expedition that began 10 days earlier when we left Kathmandu. Having been forced down from ski touring in the Annapurnas when COVID was taunting Nepal, locked out of the mountains and in our rooms for 8 months, we were giddy little school kids dancing along the trail from Lukla in the playground that is Khumbu. In Pangbochi, amidst a pandemic, we were days from an airport, embarking upon the most technical test of my vision, physical and mental strength, when hovering over my knees beside him and the warmth of the tea house fire, alerts lit my phone like fireworks. Your dad died this morning. Straight out of a fiction novel. The visually impaired girl whose rocky trail is already impossible to map, about to climb one of the world's most notoriously technical mountains, gets launched into a whole new chapter. Devastated. Oceans apart and hundreds of Himals between, all my heart knew was to try to assure Mom that, though being at the isolated lake in Northern Ontario, she was not alone. In the company of all she knew, Dad's chair, his special coffee creamer in the fridge, shaving cream beside the sink, his favorite oatmeal cookies on the counter, and his countless toques, gloves, dog leashes, and flashlights littering the back landing, in a garage overflowing with his toys. There are hundreds of hands and hearts wanting to comfort. While respecting that the concept is not easy for humankind to embrace, I have developed an intimate relationship with impermanence in recent years. Letting go of a life partner of over 50 years is not something I will ever know. I cannot understand, rather reach out and try to feel with Mum. Empathy has no script. There is no right way or wrong way. As scattered as the avalanche had me, I felt no need to try to craft articulate words, rather simply listen, hold space, emotionally connect and communicate that, despite the obvious, she's not alone and everything she feels is valid. Dad is at peace and absolutely would not want any tears of sadness. Yet mine fell as natural as ice melting, hearing the hurt in her voice. Don't cry. A hand on my back. His presence calmed, as did the magnitude of the mountains that shadowed us. The avalanche halted with tranquil thoughts of Dad now with me in the Himals. Cathartic. The shock diffused like the translucent smoke of the butter candle lit for him on the room's Buddhist altar. Dad's light, his contagious smile and lovable nature, held me as the sun set behind the highest of the Himalayas. Climbing on is what Dad would want. Sit on the deck, have a beer, raise a glass. No fuss. Such thoughts on repeat as I stuffed my pack while simultaneously trying to silence the sounds of a hurting heart before sunrise. like early mornings at the lake that only Dad and I will ever know. When we would share a quiet coffee before I laced up to get the paper, dodge moose and mosquitoes. The chilly November morning began with intimate coffee, gratitude for the nature that surrounded me, and the company beside me.